Paycor knows HR teams are under pressure to recruit and retain top talent. You need more than HR tech. You need expertise at the core. Meet Paycor. Our technology saves you time. Our expertise helps you make a difference. Paycor.com/meetPaycor.
It came to him in a dream.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Paul McCartney had a dream. Back in 1970, he dreamt his mom came to visit him, who had passed away. His late mother, Mary Patricia Mullen McCartney, inspired the song Let It Be. Here's Paul McCartney.
We're all getting a little crazy, and I'd gone to bed one night, well crazy, and had a dream. And she'd been in the dream, which is always lovely, you know, and people who've been long gone come in dreams, because you actually meet them again, even if it's just within the confines of your own head. And she said, it'd be all right. And she was very sort of calming, and I woke up thinking, oh, I feel better about things. As I usually did, I started writing a song. And because she was my mother and her name was Mary, I said, Mother Mary comes to me.
Ah, now we know. John Fogerty is losing and winning at the same time. Let me explain. Creedence Clearwater Revisited, not him, Stu Cook and Doug Clifford, original members of Creedence Clearwater Revival, are touring under Creedence Clearwater Revisited. John Fogerty said, no, you can't be because I'm Creedence Clearwater, and sued them. The judge threw it out. That's it. They can be Creedence Clearwater Revisited. But now they've decided they're going to call it quits. They're going to finish out this year of touring. And they say, you know, we've been there, done that. We're both approaching 74. We're going to miss it, but it's time to do other things. And they're touring with Elliot Easton of the Cars on guitar. So they're done. So I guess John Fogerty won that battle, even though he lost that battle. But he's doing very well. He's in Las Vegas. He's starting his My 50-Year Trip residency at the Wynn tonight. Here's John Fogerty.
I have really enjoyed playing shows in Las Vegas. It's one of those deals where instead of you traveling all around to go see them, you stay in one place and they come see you. And it's kind of cool. You know, I play a rock and roll show, so I'm not changing what I do to sound more Vegas, if you will. And I'm excited to kind of get more into the Woodstock flavor of this year doing that show. And indeed, they have treated us very well.
I don't know what you call Vegas these days, because Aerosmith is there, Steely Dan will be there, Santana, Rod Stewart, Def Leppard, Eagles, and Journey. That's what Vegas sounds like these days.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.